Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. Today, it's the picture the world could not stop talking about. Chris Evans accidentally leaked a nude photo, and the internet has lost its mind. How are you guys doing? Are
you okay? You know what? I had a rough night going to bed last night because I couldn't stop looking at it. I will say I hate the internet, but last night, thank you, Chris Evans, you have brought love to the internet in America again. Okay.
Well, it all happened when Chris posted a screen recording of himself playing the game Heads Up with his family. At the end of the recording, it quickly flashed a shot of the phone's camera roll. And that blurred photo right there, yeah, that's the one. There was also a racy meme in there, and it was a picture of his penis.
Yes.
That recently went viral all weekend long. Chris's brother has made fun of it. Chris, now he's remained silent. Be honest. Did you all look at the picture?
Justin already responded to that.
Did I look or did I screenshot it, save it to my desktop, and look at it again this morning while I had my coffee?
Oh, my God. What desktop? Your work desktop or your personal desktop?
Personal. Oh, always personal.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, we had to do research, right? I mean, we work on Daily Pop. We got to do research.
Did you two look?
I got to do research. I got to know what we're talking about. Yeah.
I looked this morning, though, because I couldn't find it, obviously, because, like, I'm googly impaired. Like, I just, no matter what I type, the wrong thing will come up. So I did see it this morning. And at first, when I saw the camera roll, I was like, where is it? And then I was like, there it is. Good for him to post it. Like, this is good PR for him.
100%.
But why don't we say that whenever women post, you know, and they get caught accidentally getting nudes shared? I feel like it's like a shame thing associated with women.
I think other women shame other women. Mm-hmm. And I think there has been like a history of women not being able to leak their own nudes or control their own bodies. So it's more of a psychological thing. I will say, I agree with Morgan. I wouldn't be embarrassed of this if I was Chris. Now, if it was small, honey, I would call myself a crisis PR firm and try to like willy-nilly out of there.
That
maybe
wasn't me.
Maybe
Somebody
pay my brother. Yeah, maybe pay my brother and be like, oh, I got the video off of his phone. But you know what? I am not an expert in this field. You know, I have some field, you know, experience. Mm-hmm, and I will say, I would not be embarrassed if I was him.
No, I know. But it's still a bummer, right? When you totally mean to do, like, he's like showing clips of him playing Heads Up with his family, like something so innocent and sweet. And then that's in his camera roll.
Yeah, that's a good game of Heads Up. All right. Yeah, that was part of the Heads Up.
It was very, the head was very up, I will say that. And I will also say it's exactly what you would expect Captain America to have. It's not lacking in any direction. For the people who haven't seen it.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the one thing that I do have to say I love, and I don't know if it's because, like, the world has changed a little bit since J-Law's pictures came out. But Chris Evans fans actually flooded Twitter with covering up the photo of, like, puppies and cats and trying to, like, and nice pictures of Chris, trying to, like, drown it out to, like, protect him. And I thought that was so sweet and cool and not normal Twitter behavior, which I love. And 100%. I don't know if that's becoming something, like, I don't know, maybe we're just like, you know what, 2020's been a year. Let's not be total dicks. You know, like, make this a big deal. But honestly, like, Chris hasn't said anything. I don't think he should say anything. Just let this one die out. Your friends have your back. Or your fans have your back. Your friends have your back. We all have
you
your
Gucci.
Back.
Yeah, Gucci. You are. You are more than Gucci. You're fine.
All right. Well, I do have to say Chrissy Teigen did take to Twitter. She said that she and her friends often send each other not safe for work photos. Do you guys do that with your friends? Like
first
pictures
of
your boobs?
I had to Google NSFWF or whatever. I was like, what does that even mean? Like,
not
I did
safe
not.
Safe for work is
yes,
what that means.
I Googled that. That came up correctly, thank God. But I'm like, what are these code words they're sending us in this email? Like, I'm already going through enough. Like, I have to pee 100 times a day. But I Googled it. I'm not big on that. I never have been. There's the lighting's never right for me to send those out.
I don't trust anybody. I mean, no, I wouldn't do that for a million years because who knows what they're going to do with those photos. I don't care who you are. No, I don't trust anybody.
No.
Good for you. People
That's
lose
smart.
Their phones. They leave
the
them
cloud,
at restaurants.
Honey. The cloud. People cannot figure out that cloud to save my life. Until
the cloud
sends me a map of where my things go, I shall not be putting my own photos in said cloud.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Tumblr and there's people on there that like to share their photos with the world and one just so happens to look like you and have the same skin tone as you,
oh,
it's okay to just take a screenshot and send it to somebody else and pretend
it's
yours.
Like, it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty
this
close.
This looks pretty good. Okay, let's get into Kim Kardashian West Skims drama. So her new maternity line is getting mixed reviews on social media. Fans of it said things like, where have you been all my life? And yay, I needed something supportive. But a critic also wrote, I'm sure that's what pregnant women need, being pressed to a slimmer figure. Now, Kim defended the line, saying, you may not know the struggle of what it's like carrying all this weight the way I did with millions of strong women. Skims maternity line is not to slim, but to support. Morgan, I know you're not really at the stage where you have any extra weight yet. But
I do. That's the thing. Like, it's one of those things. Like, I have the worst pregnancy allergies, and I'm at the point that when I sneeze, I pee a little bit, guys. That's what's happening to me. I am not lying to you.
But
this
you
is happening.
You haven't gained any
weight.
I have.
You don't, that doesn't mean weight, honey. You don't need Skims. You need a support pad.
You need to do some Kegels.
I have gained weight, but I don't know how to reach my pelvic floor. I've tried. Okay, I have gained weight in my stomach and in my boobs. I just haven't gained weight in my face yet. It's not my fault. But I will say, I was reached out to by Kim's people last week, and they sent it over on Saturday. I tried it on. It is in no way to suck you in. It literally was so easy to get on. It was so comfortable. I know she goes on to explain that the middle of the section, like where the belly is, the material is thinner. That's 100% correct. So she's not misleading. This is really just about support. Like, and you need support. Like, I'm in the middle kind of now, and I still need a little bit of support when I'm walking around. I still feel like there's more pressure. I feel like if you lift your belly up a little bit, you've been there, Chrissy, it's not like weighing on your bladder as much.
Yes.
So I feel like that's what she was trying to do. There's just always someone that has something to say. Always.
Yeah.
And
no.
I'm like 2 weeks away from having to get a bigger size underwear. So I understand, like, it does kind of start to disappear and become, like, tighter and uncomfortable. So wearing shorts is much easier.
100%. You know, I understand that, and I understand that there's a market for something like this. And, you know, she obviously, you know, makes products that she would use herself. The one thing that I don't understand, and I've always said this, is that women dress for women. Mm-hmm. So when you're pregnant and you're uncomfortable and everything feels tight and squished in already, and you're not 100%, you know, loving your body, if someone's going to give you a pass, it should be another woman.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, yes, there's a market for it, but I don't understand. Like, if I was a pregnant woman and, yeah, there was an extra nook or cranny right here and my husband was sitting right here, no, you're going to look at the nook and cranny because half of the reason why I have the nook and cranny is because of you.
You put it in there.
And if I have to have the dimples, you're going to have to look at them too. So I don't understand. I think it's one of these things where women dress for other women, but you guys should give each other a pass when it comes to pregnancy, when it comes to post-baby bodies. I feel like there's this unrealistic, you know, idea that you have to have this snapback game. No, honey, if you had 9 months to gain that weight, you have 9 months plus to lose it.
Thank you.
So
that's,
I need
from your
people
ear, from your mouth to my ears, because I'm right there. You know, 4 months postpartum, I've still got about 10 pounds, you know, that I'm hanging on to, and we're still working on those things. Now, I will say I did wear shapewear whenever I was pregnant, off and on, when I felt like I needed it. Sometimes, like, there was just days where I felt just so uncomfortable. The shapewear actually helped me feel more put together.
Right.
And whenever I feel more put together and not like my stomach was just like weighing me down, then I feel more confident on camera. I didn't wear it in my everyday life.
Yeah.
On camera, I wore it. But I think it's whatever makes you feel better, but I am with you. I do think there is this ideology that, like, pregnant bodies are always supposed to be the most gorgeous, and they are, but, like, not everybody feels that way pregnant, yeah. right? And not everybody feels that beautiful and is as accepting as, like, the things that happen during pregnancy and after pregnancy, and that's going to take a while, I think, for society to change that, because we're still seeing all these Photoshop photos.
100%. And I'm proud of you, because you haven't stressed about that baby weight. This second time around, you have been accepting it, and I'm so proud of you, because after the first baby, I thought for a minute we were going to have to talk and I was going to have to change out your tags and your dresses, but this time you're really taking it well. I'm really proud of you.
I'll get there, right?
I'm proud of you.
We'll get there. No rush. Okay, up next, Kelly Clarkson says her life has been a dumpster. Can you relate? Plus, we have an exclusive with Sarah Jessica Parker on why she's not afraid to touch your feet. Next.
Ooh, not Carissa's nasty feet.
Hey, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with Kelly Clarkson. It's been 3 months since she and Brandon Blackstock have filed for divorce. And on NBC's Today, Kelly didn't hold back about how difficult it's been.
I mean, it's no secret. My life has been a little bit of a dumpster. The last, like, personally, like, it's been a little hard. So the last couple months, I've been talking to friends that have been through divorce. I don't know how people go through that without having some kind of outlet, because it is the worst thing ever, you know, for everyone involved.
Those pod rooms be kind of cool. So her life is a dumpster. Can you relate?
I think everybody's life's a dumpster.
Can anybody relate?
I think not currently, but I think at some points, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
I don't care how, you know, amicable a divorce is. I don't care if you're Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin and it was a conscious uncoupling. Anytime you uproot your life and change everything that you've known for the last 7 years around, you are going to be a dumpster at that moment. Your emotions are going to be a dumpster. Your life's going to be a dumpster. If you met somebody and they said my divorce was like Six Flags, honey, show me who that person is.
I know, right?
Because I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
saying goodbye
true.
And moving on from something that emotional out of your life is going to be hard.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly says one way she's coping with divorce is writing new music. She even admitted that her 4 and 6-year-old have been singing along to one of the breakup songs. Is that kind of weird or is that okay?
I mean,
they don't get it.
Yeah,
right?
They don't get it. I think it's also like anything you can do to make yourself feel better. Like it's everything Justin said is completely correct. I also think you don't realize how much of a commitment marriage is until you get divorced. Because even if you don't have children and it's not that long, you're like, wait, but we were married. It means so much. So it's good to definitely have an outlet. Trust me. As someone who knows, it's good to have an outlet.
Yeah.
All right. New York Fashion Week is underway. It looks very different this year, but nothing can stop the stars from celebrating fashion. Zanna Roberts-Rossi is in the middle of all of the action and joining us from New York. Hello, Zanna.
That's right, guys. New York Fashion Week is happening, and of course, it's different than usual. However, creativity is thriving. The designers are producing some magic, and the stars are still out. I had a great chat with Sarah Jessica Parker, who was actually in her store. She's talking all things shoes, New York Fashion Week, and of course, her beloved New York City.
How's everyone been in lockdown? Are you guys all good? How's homeschooling? I'm just like...
We're all healthy and well.
Great.
We have food, we have shelter, so...
Amazing.
That's everything, and there's no reason to complain beyond that. But I think the girls are the right age. Surprisingly, they've done all right with remote learning. It's been surprising because they weren't computer kids, they don't have electronics, but everybody's well. We're okay. I'm
amazing. That's great. New York Fashion Week is upon us, and I know you've got something special lined up with daily drops. Can you tell me a bit about it?
So we're dropping one shoe a day. This is collections that are coming into the store, and the timing just happens to work nicely with Fashion Week. So this is our fawn, which is sort of our evergreen silhouette. Which we always do in a few new colors every season. This is called Single, and she's what we call candy or fuchsia satin, which just takes color so beautifully.
Oh, we need this in our lives immediately to brighten our things up.
On someone whose first initial Z. Now, this is, for some reason, I thought you'd go mad for this, but I could be wrong, but I pretend I know you.
Oh, you do.
This boot, it's called LV.
And stop it!
Once again, it's a. This is sort of this familiar fawn silhouette in the front, a true pointed toe.
Will you just hold there while I get to the store right now?
If you want to know the truth, I'm just going to surprise you at the end, but these are on their way to you already.
You are on the shop floor once a week, is that correct? Actually helping people?
I try to be on 54th Street one day a week at least. I'm on for sure in each store one day a week. A shop is about people. It's about customer service. I'm very old fashioned. I really believe in taking care of people. If they follow SJP Collection, we will always share SJP Collection on Instagram. We will always share when I'm in store.
She is a brave woman. She is on the front lines. Nail salons have not been open for 7 months, and I'm saying that because my feet are rough right now. What are the feet looking like in New York right now? And the fact that she's going to brave that storm, I'm going to buy a pair of shoes, and I know you're going to sell my size.
It's genius. Yeah. It's genius.
Is it? Is it?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Are you kidding? This is such a smart approach for her. She knows what she's doing. She's very, very, very intelligent. It's good.
Still ahead, you guys. New Dancing with the Stars host Tyra Banks is revealing which contestant shocked her the most. And speaking of contestants, Chrishell Stouse is here. And what she really thinks about Chrissy Teigen questioning if Selling Sunset is real. That's next.
6 months with no nails.
I know, that's crazy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The new season of Dancing with the Stars is premiering tonight with host Tyra Banks. She talked to Victor Cruz about the gig and which contestant shocked her.
Congratulations on your new gig. Tell me how excited you are to bring your energy to the ballroom.
I think I'm going to bring a little fierceness, a little smize to the ballroom. That's about it in terms of the moves because I'm not a choreography girl. I'm more freestyle.
You're not getting busy on the dance floor? No hits?
You know,
no
I will, feet? But like, if they try to tell me go left, right, circle, circle, I'm like, ooh, can I just kind of make it up as I go?
Get ready, you cool cats and kittens.
How did you feel when you heard Carole Baskin was joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars? Because my mouth dropped.
Yeah, well, mine dropped as well. Mine dropped as well. And speaking with the team, I was like, oh, y'all want a lot of people to watch this show, huh? I see. Like, actually, I was obsessed with Tiger King. So I, when I heard her name, I was like, yep, everybody's going to be obsessed with watching her.
Mm-hmm. And another contestant you should keep your eye on is that Selling Sunset's Chrishell Stouse, honey. I talked to her about the show and which of her Selling Sunset co-stars she could beat on that ballroom. Take a look.
How has it been getting into this show? Because I heard that you're a little competitive by nature. Is it taking over already?
No, not yet, just because at this point, I know that there's natural, dancers and people that have been doing it their whole lives. And at this point, I'm really at that stage where I just hope that I can, pull this off and not fall on my face. And then I'm hoping, I'll learn as I go. But right now I know there's some stiff competition. I mean, Johnny Weir, come on.
Right? Is it even fair that they're dancers on the show that have been training for years and years?
No, I don't think so.
I've got to ask you, which body part hurts the most from rehearsing thus far?
Actually, right now it's my neck. There's so much that I wouldn't have imagined with moving your head around in your neck that I'm just like, oh my God.
You know, I wonder, you know, there's been so much going on in Selling Sunset. You know, this season got kind of heavy for you.
Justin Hartley filed for divorce.
Oh, my God.
Are you just happy to be on this show and doing this just to get away from all of the, you know, the hecticness of everything else?
I love how positive the show is and how aspirational it is. So I love to get away from the drama. I want to go have fun. I want to immerse myself in this experience and just have the best time.
Oh my God, that's like the best way to think about it. I read the Chrissy Teigen of it all about how she didn't think you guys were real estate agents. Are people surprised now? Are people like, oh my God, it's you when you do show up to a listing?
They are. It's so funny. You know, I will say with Dancing with the Stars, I've had to enlist some people to help me, you know, from the office to kind of, you know, pick up some slack because I can't be there all the time. But that has happened so many times where they show up and they're like, oh my God, I didn't think it would actually be you. I'm like, it's my listing. Hi, I'm Chriselle. So I have had that happen.
If you had to compete with one of your co-stars from Selling Sunset to really just like end the feud, which one would you want to compete against on this show just to prove that you're a better real estate agent and a better two-stepper?
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. I mean, I have seen Christine's dance skills. I think I can beat her.
I think you can beat Christine, too. I think you can beat Christine, too. Oh, my God. I'm going to be rooting for you, Chriselle, when Dancing with the Stars season 29 starting tonight on ABC. Thank you for hanging out with us, and I'm rooting for you.
Thank you so much. I need you to vote.
Oh, my God. I'm going to vote all day. Keep smiling. I'm voting for that smile. You better win. But it's, you know, it's all fun and games until someone loses a toenail.
True that.
And it is not cute to be walking around with 9 toenails and single in the city. Trust me, I did it once.
She's such a cutie. All right, you guys, tomorrow we are talking to Drew Barrymore. And this weekend, E! Has the Emmys covered. Catch our Daily Pop live Emmy special Saturday morning as well as our E! Insight Guide on Friday night. Then on Sunday, it's the Emmys on ABC. Our red carpet coverage starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern and goes all night long. With the after party. So there's so much going on this weekend. Just set your DVRs to E so you don't miss a thing.
Oh my God, it's going to be your first after party sober, Morgan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nerve-wracking.
That did not sound enthusiastic.